You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, before I get into today's article, gotta go on a little bit of a rant. Now, as you guys know, the comment section of yesterday's video was turned off. That was not by my hand. So, I find it very ironic, even though my channel is shadow banned into oblivion, somehow it's still being monitored. But let this be a message to whoever made that call. You're not going to be able to censor reality. This world that we live in has become a very violent place. And ironically, it's shenanigans like this that actually plant the seeds that eventually create more violent people. Not being able to talk amongst men, not being able to reach the younger generation. Guess what? That sets the environment. But you know what? Here's the really sick part about it. You think you're trying to make the world a better place, but actually it's backfiring. If that boy had a man in his life, guess what? That event would not have happened. But here's the ultimately ironic part. Us not being able to have those brutal, real conversations will lead to more men acting out in a violent and brutal manner. And just to close out this rant, violence in the real world is rated E for everyone. Let me say that one more again. Violence is rated E for everyone. No matter how much of a safe space you think you have, no matter how much of a bubble you work in, when you walk out of that building, if anybody wants to bring violence to you, guess what? They will do it. And I wonder, are you going to be able to hit a censor button when someone's got a knife to you? Odds are no. So, all in all, guess what? You cannot censor reality. You cannot censor world events. But go ahead thinking that you're making the world a better place by being able to stifle a conversation from a group of men online. Boy, I tell you, when the power truly goes out, people like you not gonna make it. Now, let's get into the article that was sent to me by Jay White, and it was published on the 4th of December. Man asked brother where to, quote unquote, get a good knife before stabbing their mother, Indiana cops say. You see, this is another instance of reality. A man is accused of repeatedly stabbing his mother at her apartment in Indiana, police say. Following up on a request from a concerned family member, officers with the Batesville Police Department went to the woman's home at the Golden Villa Apartments for a welfare check around 9 p.m. on December 1st, the department said in a news release. Inside, they found the woman on the floor of her bedroom with wounds to her neck and chest and a bloody knife at the foot of the bed, police said. Officers also saw her son, Dalton Hall, in the hallway outside of her apartment. The woman was still alive, and first responders were doing what they could to keep it that way. While EMS workers tended to her injuries, she told them that her son was responsible, that he had, quote unquote, strangled and stabbed her multiple times, according to the release. Investigators searched the apartment and Hall himself, collecting numerous pieces of evidence. They also spoke with several people, including Hall's brother, who told investigators that Hall had asked him where he could get a good knife earlier in the day. Police arrested Hall, and he was booked into the Ripley County Jail on assault and battery charges, records show. His bond was set at $1 million, according to police. Hall's mom was taken by helicopter to a trauma center in Indianapolis. Police did not comment on her condition. What more do I need to say? As you guys know, over all of my various channels that got terminated, I've always said the same thing. There was going to come a day to where even mothers would no longer be safe. There was a time in a bygone era where mothers were shielded from any sort of violence. No man would think about harming a mother, especially her own son. However, let's circle back to my tirade. The environment has changed. People have changed. Society has changed. And ironically, the more people have tried to make society quote unquote safe, the more dangerous you made it. Why? Because a lot of people out here on both sides, men and women, they have not had the proper avenues to actually get out what they needed to get out, to actually get off their mind what's truly on their mind. Oh no. But guess what? More and more people, particularly men, but we're even seeing more increasing violence from women. Guess what? You're not going to change that until people are actually able to sit down, have real conversations, and not be judged by having said conversations. Guess what? You're going to create more people who are going to go out and they're going to take their aggression out on other people. The irony, society doesn't want people to be fixed. They want people to be dangerous. They want people to be aggressive. Why? Because they need more people in the prison system. Oops, did I say that? Ah, man, I guess I'm diving just a little bit too deep. But once again, that is reality. People are going to be violent. People are going to do violent things. But guess what? Until society changes to where people can actually sit down and have these conversations, guess what? More and more people are simply going to explode. It is what it is. Now, read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And to the people who think that they can censor things like this because it hurts their fifis, or they want to maintain some moral authority, the power will go out one day. Censorship will go out right along with it, because believe you me, once we return to a natural state, guess what? Those who are willing to commit violence will be the ones who actually survive. And those of you who think you can create a safe space, guess what? When the barbarian shows up, that safe space will be overrun. And whatever happens, happens. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.